This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we move on in our lessons of the Arabic language. Our lessons wherein we study the language of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the language of the noble Quran, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majalis, we have now completed, walhamdulillah, 10 lessons from the book, Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Lighayri Natiqina Biha, for the non-Arabic students, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in this lesson, we will be moving on to lesson number 11, insha'Allah. And what's the contents of lesson number 11? This is a revision lesson. A revision lesson. Revision lesson of lessons 1 to 10, walhamdulillah. All found in lesson number 11, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, we will go through lesson number 11, insha'Allah. And then we'll also do a little bit of revision from lessons 1 to lessons 10, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ad-darsul hadiya ashar, lesson number 11, revision lesson, muraja'a. What does muraja'a mean? Muraja'a means revision, revision. Raja'a means to go back. Raja'a Muhammadun ila baytihi. Muhammad returned to his home. Raja'a means to go back. Jameel. Lesson number 11, bayti. Ma ma'na bayti? What does bayti mean? Ma ma'na bayti? What does bayti mean? Bayti means my house. So we have baytun and then we have the ya of possession. So it's bayti, my house. Qalami would be my pen. Rasuli, my rasul. Dini, my religion. Rabbi would be my rabb. Hada bayti. This is my house. We did not say hadihi. Why? Because baytun, bayt, house is masculine. So we use the appropriate description, hadha bayti. Not hadihi bayti, but rather hadha bayti. This is my house. Bayti amam al-masjidi. Bayti amam al-masjidi. My house is in front of the masjid. Bayti amam al-masjidi. My house is in front of the masjid. Masjidi with a kasra. Why? Because of the amam, which is a zarf, an adverb indicating place or time. Amama means in front. Like we've mentioned, the imam stands in the amam. The imam stands in front. That's why he's called imam, because he is always amam, in front. Bayti amam al-masjidi. My house is in front of the masjid. بيتي جميل. My house is beautiful. فيه حديقة صغيرة. فيه, in it. In what? In the house. فيه, in it. It going back to the house. فيه حديقة صغيرة. In it is a small garden. فيه حديقة صغيرة. In it there is a small garden. حديقة means garden. حديقة, garden. And صغيرةٌ, small. صغيرةٌ is a na'at, a describing word for the garden. It's describing the garden. What type of garden? Small garden. حديقةٌ صغيرةٌ. حديقةٌ is feminine. And so صغيرةٌ, its description will also be feminine. هذه غرفتي. This is my room. هذه غرفتي. This is my room. غرفةٌ, room. Ya, mine. غرفتي, my room. فيها نافذة كبيرة. فيها نافذة كبيرة. In it there is a big window. فيها نافذة كبيرة. In it there is a big window. فيها نافذة كبيرة. ومروحة جميلة. مروحة, what's a مروحة? مروحة is a Mirwahatun is a fan. Mirwahatun is a fan. Jamil. Wafiha mirwahatun. What type of mirwahatun? Mirwahatun. جميلة فيها مروحة جميلة and in it there's a beautiful fan. In where? In the room there is a beautiful fan. In the room there's a beautiful fan. So again, هذه غرفتي. This is my room. فيها نافذة. فيها نافذة كبيرة. In it there is a big window. In it there is a big window. In the room there's a big window. ومروحة جميلة and a big fan. ممتاز. هذا سريري وهذا كرسيي. هذا سريري. This is my bed. سرير bed. سريري my bed. هذا سريري. This is my bed. وهذا كرسيي and this is my chair. وهذا مكتبتي. وهذا مكتبي rather. وهذا مكتبي and this is my desk. هذا سريري. This is my bed. وهذا كرسيي and this is my chair. وهذا مكتبي and this is my desk. ساعتي my watch. وقلمي and my pen. وكتابي and my book. على المكتبي are on the desk. على حرف جر. So the word after it will take a كسرة. على المكتبي on the desk. My watch, my pen and my book are on the desk. وحقيبتي تحت المكتب. And my حقيبة. What's a حقيبة? حقيبة is a bag. وحقيبتي تحت المكتب. And my bag is under the desk. نافذة غرفتي. نافذة غرفتي. نافذة. نافذة means نافذة غرفتي. Window of my room. My room window. نافذة غرفتي. My room window مفتوحة. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. My room window is open. My room window is open. نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة. My room window is open. ممتاز. نافذة غرفة مضاف مضاف إليه. نافذة غرفتي. So we have a double مضاف and مضاف إليه. مفتوحة. What about it? It is open. مفتوحة open. ممتاز ممتاز. هذه غرفة أخي. هذه غرفة أخي. هذه this. غرفة أخي. This is my brother's room. وتلك غرفة أختي. And that is my sister's room. وتلك غرفة أختي. And that is my sister's room. غرفة أخي كبيرة. My brother's room is big. وغرفة أختي صغيرة. And my sister's room is small. The brother probably he is 22 years old and the sister she is 7 years old, so her room is smaller. غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي. غرفة أخي. My brother's room أمام غرفتي is in front of my room. وغرفة أختي and my sister's room أمام المطبخ. My sister's room is in front of the kitchen. Maybe she gets a bit hungry at night and so she needs to be near the kitchen. وغرفة أختي أمام المطبخ. And my sister's room is in front of the kitchen. مطبخ is kitchen. لي أخ واحد. I have one brother. لي أخ واحد اسمه أسامة. His name is Usama. Remember, we said that we have a few male names which end with a ta marbuta. Like for example, Usama. Like for example, Talha. Like for example, Hamza. Jayed, we learned in our previous lesson. Most female names end with a ta, but very few male names also end with a ta. So again, لي أخ واحد اسمه أسامة. I have one brother, his name is Usama. ولي أخت واحدة اسمها سعاد. And I have one sister, her name is سعاد. ولي أخت واحدة and I have one sister اسمها سعاد. Her name is سعاد. أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة. أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة. أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة. My father and my mother are in that big room. My father and my mother are in that big room. أنا أحب أبي وأمي. I love my father and my mother. وأحب أخي وأختي. And I love my brother and my sister. والحمد لله. جميل, brothers and sisters. Let's see from the passage. What have you picked up in terms of content that we've covered in lessons 1 to 10? Let's see. Number one, we began with هذا بيتي. We said هذا. هذا for masculine. So we learned هذا for that which is masculine. And then we also learned هذه. Example, the second paragraph. هذه غرفة أخي. هذه. So هذه for something feminine. هذا for something masculine. Excellent. For something far away, we say ذلك. That. For something far away feminine, we say تلك. So it says تلك غرفة أختي, that is my sister's room. ممتاز. We came across the word فيه, in it masculine. فيها, in it feminine. ممتاز. We came across describing words. They follow whatever they are describing. We came across مضاف and مضاف إليه, possession relationship. أخي, my brother, that's a possession relationship. غرفة أختي, this is my sister's room, also possession relationship. MashaAllah. جيد. So Alhamdulillah, we've covered exercise number 11 in terms of the passage. Now we move on to the تمارين. ما معنى تمارين? تمارين means the exercises. اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. Read and write. من في هذا البيت? من في هذا البيت? Who is in this house? من في هذا البيت? Who is in this house? فيه حامد. فيه حامد. In it is حامد. حامد's in it. فيه, in it. فيه حامد. Number two. ماذا في الحقيبة? ماذا في الحقيبة? So you see this brother, he's walking around with this bag. So you ask him, ماذا في الحقيبة? Or for example, you're a policeman. So you ask this guy at the airport, ماذا في الحقيبة? What is in the bag? He says, فيها, in it. حقيبة is feminine, so he says, فيها. فيها كتابي, in it is my book. وقلمي, and my pen. ودفتري, and my notebook. So what does this guy have in his bag? He has his book, he has his pen, and he has his دفتر, mashallah. Number three. من في السيارة? من في السيارة? Who is in the car? من في السيارة? Who is in the car? فيها أبي وأمي وأخي وأختي. فيها أبي وأمي وأخي وأختي. And it is my brother and my sister. And it is my brother and my mother and my... And it is my father first. فيها أبي. And it is my father. وأمي and my mother. وأخي and my brother. وأختي and my sister. ممتاز. Again. من في السيارة? فيها أبي وأمي وأخي وأختي. And it is my father, my mother, my brother and my sister. MashaAllah, brothers and sisters. As we move on, once we reach maybe lesson number 13, we are going to dramatically, drastically cut down on the usage of the English language, inshallah. من في مسجد الجامعة الآن? من في مسجد الجامعة الآن? Who is in the university masjid right now? من في, who is in? مسجد الجامعة, university masjid, الآن, now. ما فيه أحد. ما فيه أحد. There's nobody there. ما فيه. ما فيه, negation. ما, nothing. Nobody. فيه, in it. أحد. ما فيه أحد. Nobody's in it. من في هذه الغرفة? من في هذه الغرفة? Who is in this room? من في هذه الغرفة? Who is in this room? فيها المدير. فيها المدير. The مدير is there. The principal is there. Again. من في هذه الغرفة? فيها المدير. Who is in this room? فيها المدير. And it is the principal. The principal is in the room. والحمد لله. Barakallahu feek, barakallahu feek. Brothers and sisters, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the tawfiq. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the tawfiq, the ability, granting us access to this technology where one can sit in one end of the world, explain something, go through something, and students the other end of the globe can benefit. Walhamdulillah. We need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties, these ni'mas, walhamdulillah. And so brothers and sisters, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. I'm Indian, I'm Yemen, I'm Gujarati, I speak Urdu, I'm Zulu. No, you have absolutely no excuse not to learn the Arabic language. There are many, many classes taking place in the city of Durban, walhamdulillah. Many classes, and so join the classes bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. You have Deen class, you also have Sheikh Ashraf, you have Al-Huda, you have many classes. Many of them taking place at NMG Islamic Center. So get in touch bi-ithnillahi ta'ala and join the classes. Many of them are also completely free, subhanallah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. Number two, exercise number two. Iqra, read. Uhibbu abi wa ummi. Uhibbu abi wa ummi. I love my father and my mother. Uhibbu abi wa ummi. I love my father and my mother. You make another sentence. Uhibbu kitabi. I love my book. Uhibbu Allah. I love Allah. Uhibbu Rasula. I love the Rasul. Uhibbu Zawjati. I love my wife. Uhibbu Zawji. I love my husband. Uhibbu Salman. Salman is your husband. You love Salman, mashallah. Whatever it might be. Number two. Uhibbu akhi wa ukhti. I love my brother and my sister. Uhibbu akhi wa ukhti. I love my brother and my sister. Number three. Uhibbu zamili. I love my colleague. Uhibbu ustadi. I love my ustad. I love my teacher. Uhibbu Allah. I love Allah. Why did we have a fatha on Allah? Uhibbu Allah, uhibbu Allah, because that's the object of your love. The object always takes a fatha. Uhibbu Allah, I love Allah. Uhibbu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uhibbu Lughata al-Arabiyyata. I love the Arabic language. Uhibbu Lughata al-Arabiyyata. I love the Arabic language, mashallah. Uhibbu Lughata al-Arabiyyata. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, with that we have completed exercise number 11, which was a revision lesson, walhamdulillah. Just some examples from the Noble Quran with regards to the Hadha and the Hadihi example. In the Noble Quran, Hadihi Naqa, this is a she-camel. Hadha Akhi, this is my brother. Ha'ulai Banati, these, not one, these are my daughters. Ha'ula, plural. Ha'ula ibanati. These are my daughters. Lut alayhi salam said to those criminals, I have these daughters, why don't you marry them? Instead of you doing and involving yourself in all of that corruption. Allahu musta'an. Tilka ummah. Tilka ummah. That is an ummah. We also find, hadha halalu wa hadha haram. This is halal and this is haram in the Noble Quran. هذا لسان عربي. This is in the Arabic tongue, Arabic language. هذا صراط مستقيم. This is the صراط, the straight. This is the صراط. صراط means the path. مستقيم, the straight path. هذا صراط مستقيم. هذا سحر مبين. هذا سحر مبين. This is opened, so open sorcery. This is open black magic. Allahu musta'an. That's what many of them said about the Noble Quran. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. As we said, walhamdulillah, we have now concluded, we have now finished off lesson number 10 bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Inshallah. So revision from lessons 1 to 10, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We mentioned that there are 23 lessons in this book in total. We've now covered 11. So we are at the halfway mark, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, darsul awwalu, lesson number 1. We went through hadha. Hadha means this. هذا كتاب هذا قلم هذا ولد This is a pen This is a boy هذا محمد This is محمد جميل So هذا means this And then whatever we are talking about That noun We then bring that noun والحمد لله In lesson number one We were also introduced to The letter Alif Alif The Alif of questioning أَهَذَا كِتَابٌ Is this a book? أَهَذَا قَلَمٌ Is this a pen? أَهَذَا كُرْسِيٌ Is this a chair? ما شاء الله تبارك الله We also learned in lesson number one that for items, objects, غير عقل, that which is not, you know, does not have an intellect, we use the word ما meaning, you know, what. So ما هذا, what is this? هذا كتاب. ما هذا, هذا كلب. This is a dog. ما هذا, هذا حمار. This is a donkey. But for human beings, for angels, for the jinn, we say من, who. من هذا, هذا محمد. من هذا, هذا طبيب. Who is this? This is a doctor. من هذا, هذا أستاذ. This is a teacher. Excellent. So that covers exercise number one. Exercise number two, we were introduced to ذلك, that. ذلك that far away so هذا كتاب this is a book ذلك كتاب that is a book هذا محمد ذلك محمد this is محمد that is محمد we were also introduced to the letter واو واو means and so هذا محمد وهذا سليمان This is Muhammad and this is Suleiman. هذا قلم وهذا كتاب. This is a pen and this is a book. هذا قلم this is a pen وهذا كرسي and this is a chair. Excellent. الدرس الثالث exercise number three. Exercise number three, we were introduced to what? We were introduced to definite and indefinite words. So indefinite and definite nouns. Example, kitabun, a book. Al-kitabu, the book. Kitabun, a book. Al-kitabu, the book. Excellent. Waladun, a boy, a kid. Al-waladu, the boy, the kid. Al-kursiyu, the chair. Kursiyun, a chair. Any chair out there in the world. Whereas al-kursiyu is a specific The chair, excellent. So in English, for example, you know, the subject is usually definite. Whereas in Arabic, it could be definite, indefinite, and we define the noun by adding alif and lam. That's one way of defining it. That's one way of defining it. Excellent. In lesson number three, we were also introduced to the 14 moon letters and the 14 sun letters. Lesson number four, we were introduced to jar and majrur. We were introduced to prepositions. So, for example, Muhammadun fil masjidi. Muhammadun fi al-masjidi. Fi al-masjidi. Fil masjidi is in the masjid. After the fi, after a harf of jar, and there are many, example the fi, example ila, to, example min, from, example ala, on, the word after it, the noun after it would take a kasra, excellent. So, Muhammadun fil masjidi, Muhammadun fil madrasati, Sulaymanu fil suqi, excellent. Ana min al hindi, I am from India. أنا من المدرسة I am from the مدرسة جميل We were also introduced to هو What does هو mean? هو means he It can also mean it Can mean he and it can also mean it Example هو محمد He is محمد هو محمد He is محمد And let's see another one الكتاب كبير هو على المكتب The book is big هو على المكتب It is on the desk Because I was talking about the book So here the هو means it So هو can mean he And it can also mean it And here means she And it also can mean it Excellent We were introduced to the difference between male and female names Example محمد It has a tanween, double dhamma, Muhammadan, Muhammadin, double kasra, double fatha, etc. Whereas female names do not take this double. Rather, we say Aishatu, Sumayyatu, Safiyyatu. Obviously, you do not pronounce that ta, but technically, if you had to read it full, that's how it ends. It does not end as Sumayyatun, like Muhammadun. Because female names are diptotes. What's a diptote? We will learn later on in the book, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We were also introduced to a verb in lesson number 4, dhahaba. Dhahaba means he went. So it's got like a hidden he built within it. Dhahaba means he went. He went. Jameel. Lesson number 5, we were introduced to mudaf and mudafun ilay, possession relationship. In English, we use of, or we use the apostrophe s to denote and show possession, whereas in Arabic we have the mudaf and mudafun ilay construct. Example, book of Muhammad in English, Muhammad's book in English. In Arabic, Kitabu Muhammadin, Kitabu Muhammadin. So the possessor will be majroor, will take the kasra. The word, the second word will take the kasra. Kitabullahi, the book of Allah. Ka'batullahi, the Ka'ba of Allah. Jayid. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. The Qur'an is the book of Allah. Hada kalamullahi. This is the kalam of Allah. Kalamullahi. Kalamullahi. Ka'batullahi. Fi sabilillahi. Excellent. MashaAllah. So we were introduced to mudaf and mudafun ilayh construct. Walhamdulillah. Then we were also introduced to the word ya. Ya. Jayid. Or the particle ya. And this means, oh, I'm screaming for somebody. Ya Muhammadu, Ya Bilalu, Ya Salmanu. So the word after the Ya, it would not take a double fatha, double kasra, double dhamma. No, only one. Why? Because it's been defined. It's been specified. It's not any Muhammad I'm screaming for. I'm screaming for a specific Muhammad. It's not any Bilal I'm shouting for. It's rather a specific Bilal. Right? So Ya Yasiru, oh Yasir, oh Yasir. So we find in the Noble Quran many times, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal rasulu, Ya means, oh. Tahta means under. It's an adverb. Tahta al maktabi, under the desk. Tahta al kursiyi, under the chair. Tahta al ardi, under the earth. Jayyid. Lesson number 6. Hadihi. Hadihi means this. So we dealt with hadha, now hadihi. Hadihi Fatimatu. Hadihi sayaratun. This is a car. This is Fatima. So that which is feminine, we use hadihi. We also learned that single body parts are regarded as masculine. Your nose, your mouth, your head. And dual body parts are regarded as feminine. So for example, we wouldn't say hadha yadun, we would say hadihi yadun, hadihi yadun, because it would be regarded as feminine. You have two legs, so that each one would be regarded as feminine. So we would say not hadha rijlun, this is a foot, but rather hadihi rijlun. Mumtaz. Female names, diptotes, in the sense that we can say Fatimatu, then we would say Fatimata with the kasra. But we can never, ever, ever say Fatimati. It would be Fatimata again. Fatimatu, Fatimata, Fatimata. Whereas for Muhammad, it's Muhammadun, Muhammadan, and Muhammadin. Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. Fatimatu, Fatimata, Fatimata. Hope you notice the difference, brothers and sisters, because female names are diptotes. They are allergic to tanween, and they are also allergic to taking the kasra form, apparently. Exercise number 7, we were introduced to tilka, which means that, for that which is feminine. So for example, hadha Muhammadun, this is Muhammad. ذلك محمد, that is Muhammad. هذه آمنة, تلك آمنة. هذه آمنة, this is آمنة. تلك آمنة, that is آمنة. هذا البيت جديد. هذا البيت جديد. This house is new. هذا البيت جديد. هذا البيت جديد. This house is new. هذا البيت جديد. This house is new. Exercise number 8. MashaAllah, we were introduced to بدل. بدل. So for example, هذا رجل. This is a man. هذا رجل. This is a man. هذا تاجر. This is a businessman. How would I say this man is a businessman? This man is a businessman. I would say هذا الرجل. هذا الرجل. هذا الرجل تاجر. هذا رجل mean this is a man. هذا الرجل this man. Excellent. هذا رجل this is a man. هذا الرجل. هذا الرجل. هذا الرجل تاجر. This man is a businessman. Important to take note of that difference. هذا قلم this is a pen. هذا القلم this pen. ممتاز. Exercise number 9. We were introduced to adjectives. نعت and the منعوت. The نعت and the منعوت. So example, كتاب كبير. A big book. هذا الكتاب. Or for example, رأيت قلما كبيرا. I saw a big pen. قلما كبيرا. كبيرا is describing the pen. It follows the pen in all respects, in all rules. No alif and lam, no alif and lam. Fatha, fatha, etc. Masculine, masculine. So it follows the what's this? The na'at follows the rules of the man'ut completely. Walhamdulillah. Baytun jadidun, a new house. So there must be an agreement in terms of gender, in terms of definite or indefinite, in terms of the case, in terms of the number. They should be in agreement because the describing word is, basically a sifa. It is basically a quality of that which is being described. We came across the word kaslanu. What does kaslanu mean? Kaslanu means lazy. May Allah save us. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-kasl. Oh Allah, we seek protection in you from kasl. Kasl, from laziness. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to make that dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kasli. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from laziness. Allahumma sta'an. Hada darsun sahlun. This lesson is easy. Hada darsu sahlun. This lesson is easy. Difference between the two. Hada darsun sahlun. This is an easy lesson. Hada darsu sahlun. This lesson is easy. We were also introduced to the word alladhi. Alladhi, which means who or which. It means who or which. Example, al-kitabu alladhi 'ala al-maktabi min America. The book which is on the desk is from America. The book which is on the desk is from America. Al-kitabu alladhi fil fasl al-ana min Britannia. The student who is in the classroom now is from Britain. Jayyid. We also were introduced to the word khalfa, which means behind, inda, which means with, al-ana, which means now, and they are all adverbs indicating place or time. And then, brothers and sisters, we moved on to lesson number 10. Lesson number 10, we learnt baytuhu, his house, baytuha, her house, baytuka, your house, bayti, my house, walhamdulillah. Zawjuha, her spouse, zawjuhu, his spouse. We were also introduced to a'indaka qalamun, do you have a pen? Do you have a pen? You could say na'am, indi qalamun, yes, I have a pen. Or la, no, ma indi qalamun, ma indi qalamun, I do not have a pen. Brothers and sisters, that covers revision of lessons 1 to 10. And then we went through exercise number 11, which in and of itself was a revision lesson. Alhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in the last few minutes, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, let us cover one maxim from the Noble Quran. One qa'ida, one foundational maxim, principle from the Noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Noble Quran states in Surah Qasas, verse number 50, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكْ, if they do not answer you positively, if they do not respond to you and accept from you, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ, then you know that verily they follow أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, they follow their whims and their fancies and their desires. That you, O Muhammad, if these people do not accept and follow you, then verily they are following their whims and their fancies and their desires. Allahu musta'an. Brothers and sisters, this maxim is a qa'ida when it comes to taslim. Taslim al-inqiyad li awamirillah. Taslim and acceptance and following the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim is called the Muslim. Why? Because he submits. He submits to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if they do not submit and follow you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you should know that they are following their desires. Allahu musta'an. Why? Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He does not speak out of his own desires. Rather, whatever he speaks, it is revelation, subhanAllah. And Allah mentions this in Surah Qasas, verse number 50, in the middle of the debate between the Nabi and many of these criminals, that they were making a mockery of these Anbiya. Oh, you are coming with black magic, and why don't you do this, and why don't you do that, and we will not follow you, and why did Allah send you? There are many better people. Why did He choose you? Allahu musta'an. All of these are basically, signs that they were just answering based on their whims and fancies. They just wanted to follow whatever they wanted to follow. Allah mentions, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا لَوْلَا أُوتِيَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ قَالُوا سِحْرَانِ تَظَاهَرَا وَقَالُوا إِنَّا بِكُلٍّ كَافِرُونَ. They said that this is sihr, what you and Musa etc. have come with. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ هُوَ أَهْدَى مِنْهُمَا أَتَّبِعْهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if they do not respond to you, verily they are following their whims and their fancies. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And who is worse than the one who follows other than the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not guide the wrong and the transgressing ones. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, how in need we are of such tawjih, of such advice, that accept and submit to the will and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a difference between two individuals. One individual, he is doing something wrong and he acknowledges and he accepts and he lowers his head and he says, you know what, my desires got the better of me and I'm embarrassed about the matter, make dua for me, pray for me, I'm trying to get rid of this matter, this sin, etc. That's one category and there's hope for him, walhamdulillah. The second category is the one who, when you say to him, brother, this is impermissible, this is not allowed, no, Mufti so-and-so said I can do this, and this scholar said that, and I read this, and a certain hadith, and he, misinterprets the hadith, Allahu musta'an, and he makes excuses, he makes religious excuses, Allahu musta'an. This person in reality is following his desires, and then he is twisting the texts of the Quran and the Sunnah to suit his desires. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This person's most likely not going to make tawbah or anything of the sort, because he does not even acknowledge. Remember, he is in denial. He is in denial. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. At the end of the day, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that, the Mufti can give you his fatawa and this scholar and that scholar and Google and you checked up this website and that website. But at the end of the day, istafti qalbak, ask your heart. Is your heart content with this matter? Albirru matma'adnat ilayhi nafs. The piety is that which the heart is, the heart is okay with. The heart is tranquil with. Watma'anna ilayhi alqalb. The heart is, in tama'nina with regards to this matter. Wa ithmu ma haka fi nafs wa taraddada fi sadr. And as for sin, then this is a matter which makes the heart uneasy. It makes the chest uneasy. Allahu musta'an. You can have all of those fatawas, but you know deep down the reality is that this is something which is impermissible. We find with regards to following one's desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even, you know, advises the Nabi to be careful of this matter. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ardi fahkum bayna an-nasi bil haqq wa la tattabi'il hawa fayudhillaka an sabilillah. O Dawood, you know, you should follow the haqq in deciding these matters. Wa la tattabi'il hawa fayudhillaka an sabilillah. Do not follow your own whims and fancies and desires, because then you will be in misguidance. You will leave the sabil of Allah. You will leave the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. And for those who leave the path of Allah, for them is a great punishment. Allahu musta'an. If the Nabi was told, be careful, you do not follow, you should not follow your whims and fancies and desires when they go against the Quran and the Sunnah, you should not do that. Why? Because if you do that, you will be in misguidance. What about myself, Ahmed, Ilyas, Fatima, Sumayya, and Saliha? How much we should be wary with regards to this matter, brothers and sisters. And so, no matter who gives us advice, no matter what the advice, no matter, you know, how they package the advice, at the end of the day, you know, if it is true and it's right, then accept that advice and try to follow bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Do not make up all of your 1 million excuses. As for the one advising, yes, he should obviously package it in the best manner so that it would be accepted. It would be accepted by the person. But nonetheless, myself and yourself, even if the man did not package the advice well, even if it was a bit harsh and coarse, etc., you know, focus on the advice and not on the manner. And as for the one advising, you should be careful and you should be wary. Please ensure that you package your advice well so that the person follows the advice. That's what you want. That's what you want. You should not be the one who just wants to find fault with people. No, but rather you really want him to correct himself, and so package it well so that they will be accepting of it. Walhamdulillah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكْ, if we do not obey the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, then verily we will be following our whims and our fancies and our desires. Allahumma musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite the ummah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding of the Arabic language, to make it a proof for us and not a proof against us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. Until we meet again, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. Jazakumullahu khairan. Hatha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi Nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.